Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 20th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Beis. Perek Kelaim, Masechta Kelaim, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Gimel. We're going to talk about what things have been sown in a prohibited manner, but nevertheless they are not going to be Kodesh. Kodesh means they're not going to be Osir Bana, they're not going to be consecrated. Eloh Asurin Velomikach, in the following places you're not allowed to sow crops or vegetables or anything else because of their proximity to a vine. But if you did so, they will not be Osir because of Kilei Kerem B'diavad. Moisar Chorban HaKerem, the leftover area of a desolate or a destroyed vineyard. We learned earlier on in the fourth chapter about a Korachas HaKerem. Korachas HaKerem is a vineyard that's been destroyed in the middle of it. So there's been a whole lot of vines in the middle of this vineyard that have been taken out. If that gap, if that hole in the middle is 16 amas in diameter, then what you can do is you can keep away from the vines on either side 4 amas, which is the minimum working area you need to keep away from a vineyard. Four amas from each side of the vineyard, and then sow the metal space. So if it's 16 amas long, that gap, 16 by 16 amas, then you will find that you will be able to sow at least 8 amas in between. That's called the allowable area. Now, what happens if you don't have an area of 16 amas in this broken part of the or destroyed part of the vineyard? Well, we learned that you're not allowed to sow anything in there, even if you kept a distance of 4 amas from either side. Our Mishnah wants to tell us that b'diavad, if a person did sow the leftover, that area, let's say there was only 10 amas in between, and he kept 4 amas away from one side, 4 amas on the other side, and he's only got 2 amas in between, which he's not allowed to sow there. But let's say he did. The zera, the seed there, will not become osabana. It will not become Kodesh, as we say. Moisar Mechoil HaKerem. That's the leftover of the area around between the fence and the vineyard. Mechoil HaKerem is a space between the vineyard and the fence. For a person to be able to sow in that area, you need to have initially a gap of 12 amas, minimum 12 amas, between the vineyard and the fence. If you don't, then you can't sow anything there, even if you kept 4 amas away from the working area from the vineyard. However, if a person did sow at that area between the vineyard and the fence, where there was, let's say, only 10 amas, not 12, there's only 10 amas, and he kept 4 amas away from the vineyard, and the remaining 6 amas between that and the fence, he started to sow things, even though he wasn't allowed to do that, because you didn't have a buffer of 12 amas. Nevertheless, b'diavad, we say, if he sowed that, the zera will not become osir b'hana, will not become osir b'hana. Moisar piske oris, that's the leftover area of a broken area of the canopy. We learned earlier on that the piske oris, that if you have a canopy of vines growing over a fence, for example, and you've got a break between the two sections, if there are 8 amas there, you're not allowed to bring any seed there. You're not allowed to sow anything there if there are 8 amas or less. Once you have 8 amas or more, a break in between this oris, this canopy of vines, this is a single row of vines, by the way, that's growing over a fence, it's draped over a fence or a trellis, then what you can do is you can give the a birthing area of 4 amas on either side, and so the area in between, you can give an area of of 6 tfachim. 6 tfachim you only have to keep away on either side, and you can sow the balance. So if you have, let's say, 10 amas, then you keep away 6 tfachim on either side, that's 1 am on each side, and you can sow the balance, the 8 amas in between. But if you don't even have 8 amas between the two piskeh oris, you've only got, let's say, 7 amas, you can't sow anything in that area between there. You're not allowed to sow there in the Moisa Pisgah, as it's called. What happens if you did? If you did, then we say, B'diavad, it'll be also okay. The seeds will not become Osirbanah. These are all cases where L'chatchila you're not meant to sow there, but if you did, they will not become Osirbanah. Moisar Apifioris. Apifioris. Now, Apifioris is where you have a vine that's draped over a trellis, over some... over some sort of a trellis, and we learned there that it's you're not allowed to sow. Not only you're not allowed to sow under the actual vine, but even under the area of that trellis that the vine is going to eventually grow over, that too you're not allowed to sow there as well. But what happens if a person did? If a person sowed underneath the apifioris, underneath that area which is waiting for the vines to grow there, again, b'diavad, it will not be osirbanah, it will not be kaddish. Avol, finally, says the Mishnah, concludes the Mishnah, Avol tachas hagefen, but if a person sows crops or seeds under the vine itself, under, let's say, a branch that's stretched out well outside the working area of the vine, they have one long branch that's stretched out, and he sowed under that, or he sowed within the working area of a vine, within six tfachim, which is the shear of working a single vine, or within 4 cubits of a vineyard, which is the shear of Avedas HaKerem, they will be mekadshos, they will become osobana and require burning. A fellow took his vine and he stretched it over his friend's property, over the produce of his friend. The same thing could happen if he sowed produce under the vine of his friend. But here, the chiddush is here, a bigger chiddush, where he is damaging the property, or trying to damage the property of his friend by stretching his vine over the property of his friend. Will that make his friend's crops osir? Here we have a machalikas. Tanakama says yes. Harizek Kiddush. He has been Makadish. That means he has consecrated or made forbidden Bahana the produce of his friend because of the din of Kili HaKerem. It's considered like its tavor. If it was left there to grow long enough, that is. Vachayov Bachriusai. And he is chayiv. He has to pay damages. He's caused this. This was a damage which we call biyodaim, with his own hands. He ruined the crop of his friend. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Amrim, Ein Odom Mekadosh Dovah Shen Shalai. They say a person has not got the ability to asr a proper produce, something that's not yours. You can't make something someone else's property asr by just stretching the vines over it. And therefore, one who is Masachech, one who drapes, who covers someone else's crop with his vine, it will the tvua of his friend that grows there will not become asr. What's the reason? They learn it out of a pasuk, Lo sizra kar mecho kilayim. You shall not sow your vineyards with diverse kinds. From which we learn, kar mecho, your vine, your vineyard, you shall not sow in this manner, but not the vineyard of someone else. If you make your own kilayim, that'll be also, but not someone else's vineyard. Aye, the Tanakama, what does he do with this pasuk? The Tanakama learns differently. He says, Ein li ala kar mecho, he learns that if it would only say karmachal, your vineyard, yes, you're right, then it would. I would say you can't make someone else's crops osir, or someone else's vineyard osir. But the pasuk also adds kerem, as it says utvuas hakorem, and the produce of the kerem. There, where the word kerem, the vineyard appears, it does not have the suffix or the pronoun your kerem, and that tells us that even someone else's kerem, someone else's vineyard, a person can make osir banah, although he has to pay for the damages, but he can make someone else's vineyard osir banah, according to the Tanakama. Some say because it says the word kilayim, Talmud Lomer kilayim, mikolmakom. The pasuk is telling us that a person can be mekadesh, can make osir banah, even the kerem chaver, the kerem, the vineyard of his friend.